This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we've been working with the owners of Wheatfield Business Park to improve the area and the parcel. It's been a focus of the Center for Economic Development to improve the overall area surrounding our airport. Obviously, Bell Aerospace, or the former Bell Aerospace building, is a large part of that. And we worked with Empire State Development so the owners could apply for and be the recipient of a grant to help offset the cost of redevelopment of that space. There's obviously the site is historical, but the building, it was in disrepair and it was condemned. So we're looking forward to the demolition of the front, just the front part of the building. Obviously not the entire facility. There's going to be some facade improvements, and I think the local municipalities and the people that live in the community are going to be really happy with the end results of seeing, like, the improvement of the area, because it's long overdue.
Now, like you were saying, if I'm not mistaken, Bell still is an active company in the area, correct? Or is it going by a different name?
We refer to it as the Wheatfield Business Park, and they have a number of tenants inside the facility.
Gotcha. So any and all aerospace stuff with Bell is done, except for Lockheed Martin there, right?
There is there's a number of tenants in the facility, so I would recommend that you reach out to like the site manager of the Wheatfield Business Park, and he would better be able to give you a list of the tenants inside the facility.
Okay. As far as the demolition work, what's the time frame for all of this?
My understanding that it should be done within the next week to 2 weeks, like the demolition part, and then there's going to be ongoing improvements.
Now, I'm not sure if you would be able to answer this, but this is a pretty old building, and usually with older structures like this, you find a lot of asbestos in for the insulation. Is there a concern with that, and if so, how are they mitigating it?
I mean, that is a question that would probably be best answered with the contract, with the contractor directly, but I understand that, I mean, through this process, all the, you know, the typical guidelines that necessary steps and, you know, permitting and processes obviously have all been followed. So, you know, that is for sure something that had to have been addressed. I'm certain of it, but I don't, you know, whether, you know, the particulars of that, you'd have to talk to the contractor.
For sure. Totally understand that. And then just to wrap it up, is there anything about this in particular I didn't ask about or something that you think would be important for our listeners to be aware of?
I think it's important to know that the county has a focus on improving the entire footprint around our airport and has recognized that that's a priority for future development in Iyer County.